This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 69. We're starting a brand new franchise on Sylvester Stallone's birthday. We're kicking it off with The Expendables from 2010. And on this time, this review, it's the extended cut of Expendables 1. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Expendables from 2010?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I thought it was more recent than it might be, because when I started watching this, I was like, I don't remember any of this. So I'm going to say it's been at least 7 years or eight. When is 2010?
2010.
Maybe since 2012 or something like that. It's been a long time, because I didn't even remember half of the stuff that happened in this movie. So there you go.
Yeah, look, dude, to be honest with you, I'm in the same boat as you, because me and my wife looked at each other and I was like, I don't know what the hell I'm watching here. And it was crazy. So I was like, wait a minute, but this is good though. Because every time a movie I don't remember, now I can see if I liked it or I
It's like maybe, a first time watch.
Right. And then and try to figure out why I didn't go back and watch these movies. So with that said, guys, before we get started with the movie review, we're going to give you guys our box office numbers, right into our Rotten Tomatoes scores, and then right into the movie review. You guys know how we do it here, but first, let's get some stuff out the way. If you guys are watching us on YouTube, please hit that like button. If you enjoyed this video, hit those notification bells so every time new videos drop, you guys will be notified. If you're new to the channel, please hit those subscribe buttons so you guys could be subscribed. Subscribe to the channel and support
so
the channel.
So you can get our new videos every week.
That's right. And then, of course, if you're going to take us on the go, please check out Action Movie Guys. Search for it on any of the platforms on podcasts, and you guys will see us. You can hear us. You can take us on the go, whether you're in the gym working out, whether you guys are going to work or on a drive, on a stuck on traffic. You guys can take us on the go. But with that said, let's get right into our box office numbers. Now, Nate, these numbers are pretty interesting. So with that said, box office numbers, Expendables 2010, domestic $103 million.
Okay.
International, $171 million on a worldwide total of $274 million on a budget of $80 million.
Okay, so three times its budget, pretty much. And that's why we got multiple of these movies, I guess. So it wasn't, that's not a cheap movie, but it's also not a one that breaks the bank either with an $80 million budget. So pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah, no, it is pretty good. Now, Nate, let us know, what are the Rotten Tomato scores?
Now, are the Rotten Tomato scores pretty good? Mm. I don't know. Let's see. So, critically, this is sitting at a massive 42%. 42%. Critics, not their favorite movie. Audiences liked it a bit more, 64%. So, it doesn't have the little green popcorn because it's over 60. But it's not incredible. These are not amazing numbers. They're fans liked it pretty good. Critics, not so much.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's find out. And let's throw all those numbers out the way, because you guys know how we do it here. It's all about us and what you guys think, what we think about these movies. So with that said, let's check out our review on Expendables for 2010. Starting off with lead character, Sylvester Stallone, Nate.
Yeah, so we talked about this a little bit off air. I marked him as the lead. I do agree Statham would probably be a
second
co-lead or as close to one as you can get. The only reason it's got to be Stallone is, one, he's first billed. Two, look at all the posters. Look at all the pictures. He's right in the middle, right in the front. He's the leader of the group. You know what I mean? So we'll go with him. And as such, he's okay in this. You know, he's okay. I gave him a 3, right in the middle. I don't think he's bad in this. You know, we've seen some movies where he's very sleepy. He wasn't sleepy in this. You know, I do like older Stallone, to be honest, but he wasn't like super charismatic either in this movie. You know, he was like somewhere in between like Rambo 2008 and like, let's see, a little bit more like the guy from The Specialist.
Okay.
Like how he's a little more serious, but Rambo's like a little harder. He's like somewhere in the middle of that. He was okay. I didn't mind him. I don't like his goatee in this movie. It looks weird. It looks like it was painted on. Something about it's a little off-putting to me. But other than his weird goatee, he was fine. I give him a 3.
You know, I kind of agree with you, because sitting down watching this movie, I was leaning more towards Jason Statham. But then again, you're right, because he is the face of the franchise anyway. And he's the one who wrote and directed this movie. So let's just tell everybody this straight up. He is the one that wrote and directed The Expendables 1. But with that said, I did enjoy him in this movie. I didn't think he was over the top, that guy that you like so rooting for. He's just a typical Stallone in action movie style in this movie, whether it's shooting. His shooting is amazing in this movie. I mean, that's something we'll talk about in the action sequences, but he was good in this movie. You can see the stiffness, though. The age in certain scenes, you could tell that he's doing the stunts himself. So you kind of see where I think he fractured his neck with Stone Cold throughout the movie. So you kind of see some of that effect throughout the movie. Yeah. But with that said, I agree with you. I gave him a 3 on this movie also, but I have a score here for the rest of the guys. For Jason Statham,
sure,
I gave him a 4. I loved him in this movie. I thought he was really good. I love the charismatic part of Jason Statham in this movie. I love that he uses the knives. It's something about knives in this movie I enjoy. And I think throughout every other action movies that we watch, I love knife sequences. It just looks so much better than shooting. I don't know. Just me. But I gave him a 4. Yeah. I don't know if you just want to give a score on Jason Statham.
I would probably do the same. He's the only one who got really any other story besides, you know, anyone else. He had the lady played by Charisma Carpenter. He had a tie. You know, it seemed like everyone else didn't really have a tie to the real world. He at least did. I love the scene where he goes to get the guy who's playing basketball. Mm. That's hilarious. He has a lot of charisma. You're right. So, you know, everyone's always like, well, he plays the same role. Yes, but sometimes he has a lot of charisma and sometimes he's serious. Yeah. This is a little more lighthearted. I like this version of Statham. I'd give him a 4 too. I liked him.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, so let's get right into the main villain, Eric Roberts. Back-to-back Roberts. From
we got more
Specialist.
Eric Roberts.
Yeah,
what the heck? You're right. Back-to-back. That was the last movie we reviewed was The Specialist with Eric Roberts. And now The Expendables with Eric Roberts. Now, don't get me wrong. I like Eric Roberts. He's fine. As an actor, I mean. I actually like him. He's another one. I like him better older. I like him now. Like, I liked him in The Dark Knight and, like, you know, those movies. He's okay in this. He is the type of villain that, if you've been listening, I don't love. Older guy in charge of people. You can be in charge of people, which, you know, we'll talk about in other movies. You can be in charge and still be like a scary villain. Not very scary. He's like an ex-CIA guy who, you know, wants to overthrow this government so they can keep doing like a drug ring, essentially, in a make-believe South American country. As such, he's not great. I think there's other villains who are better in this movie, though they're not the main villain. So I gave him a 2. I don't think he's god awful, so I'm not going to give him a 1.
Yeah.
But he's not intimidating in any way, and he doesn't fight or anything good. Like, not good. He's not scary. He's not tough. A 2.
You know, it's funny with Eric Roberts. I kind of enjoyed him on screen. Now, I'm not saying he commanded the screen, because, of course, this is a big action movie ensemble, like you called it on the text. And I agree with you. But I kind of enjoyed him, though. Like, he was very... He was like that leader, right? Like the asshole. He was there doing stuff. So I gave him a 3. Because I kind of did enjoy, like, when he got there, the presence was known. He took the guy's daughter. He tortured the crap out of her, regardless of, I know he didn't do it, but he did put the order.
He told someone else to do it.
He told someone else to do it. The big no-no to Nate's list of one ranking. So with that, I gave him a 3. I didn't think he was that bad. I thought he was good.
I think he was terrible. I like his performance. Yeah. Like, his acting is fine.
Yeah.
Just the character's kind of thin. There's not much to him. There's no real backstory. There's no really... It's just like, he used to be CIA. They want to make money off drugs.
Cool. He's like a generic bad guy in this movie.
I agree. Right? I agree with that.
So, all right. So let's get to Nate's favorite category in this entire listing is the action scenes.
No, always my favorite category. Yeah. This is why I'm part of the action movie guys. Action scenes. This one's good. Okay, I'll go borderline very good. I'll say very good. Not amazing to me. I give it a 4. I like the action. It's good. Only reason I'm not giving it a 5. Well, there's a couple reasons I'm not giving it a 5. Number one, there is a big, long stretch with no action in it. And just a bunch of old guys talking. Like Mickey Rourke. Well, by the way, I love Mickey Rourke. But like, I didn't show up to watch Mickey Rourke and Sylvester Stallone talk for 10 minutes. Mm. I didn't show up for none of that. I want action. The opening action scene's okay. It's kind of cool, but the CGI lasers looked very terrible. I don't know if you noticed that. They looked really horrible. Maybe at the time, you couldn't really tell, but now like the CGI lasers look bad. Mm. But I liked the scene overall. I thought it was pretty funny. I did like the car chase with Jet Li and him in the truck.
Yeah,
I thought that was a good, well-done, well-shot action scene. I liked the one with the plane, with him and Jason Statham, like shooting on the deck and everything, and they throw the gasoline, and that was cool. And the whole last, like, third act of this movie is one big action scene. And it's pretty pretty well staged, well choreographed. I like the Stallone and Steve Austin fight. I love Stone Cold. I love, you know, I grew up watching Stone Cold. Give me some Stone Cold versus Stallone. I'm there for it. You're right. You could tell, you know, he got injured, but it was a brutal fight. It was really well done. And everyone got a little bit of time. I love Terry Crews's like big gun. That's pretty awesome. There's a lot of cool moments, but it's all very, you know, I could tell Stallone directed this because it's very 80s in its execution.
Yeah.
Which is not my favorite genre. Like nothing here is like so incredible. It's just a lot of explosions and guns. So I give it a 4.
Yeah, when it comes to the action, I enjoyed it. I liked it. I thought it was really good. One of my pet peeves, and the reason I did not give this a flat out 5, okay, is I hate, and I always said this, and I always told Nate this, and even in text, and even when we talk, I hate cameras that are up the guy's nose when they're fighting.
Very shaky.
Yes, I do not like that. I love to see the back. Like, that's why I love John Wick, because John Wick is wide angle, straight hand-to-hand fighting. We don't need to do this whole up close to the guy, and then you know where they copy and paste, and they cut here and they cut here to make the guy look fast, okay?
Yeah.
This movie did that at the end of the movie when they're all doing their they're whooping ass all over the place, and I'm like, oh, I'm loving this scene. All of a sudden, when they dropped down to save my man Stallone, Barney Ross, it just started to go chaotic. I did not know what the hell we were going. Like, Jet Li and Statham fighting that one guy, I was like, this is amazing, but the camera should have been more awesome.
Yes. It should have been incredible.
Yes. I was like, this is an awesome nothing. When my man Randy Couture, or whatever his name is, he's doing his ass whipping, the cameras were straight up close. And I was like, but he's an MMA fighter. Why didn't they move it back? Too close. You know what I mean? Now, I don't want you guys to think, oh, Alex is really nitpicking. I'm not nitpicking. It's just, that's one of my things that I hate. In action movies, okay? And I had to take away the point, and that's why we're doing what we're doing. I gave it a 4.5. I think the action was very good. When it started, I'm not going to lie to you, dude, when the actions kick up, I was getting excited. I was like, this is awesome. All your favorite actors are kicking ass. Jet Li was amazing in this movie, especially when he fought Dolph Lundgren. If everyone knows, Dolph Lundgren is a real black belt, so technically, him and Jet Li was having an actual fight, stunt choreograph together. Yep. And it's really awesome to see these guys go toe-to-toe. Your favorite 80 stars, your favorite 90 stars, which is Jet Li, coming together in one movie. So I gave it a 4.5. Nate gave it a 4. Let's get to this storyline.
Also, minus for CGI blood squibs. I don't like that. Every time they get shot, there's CGI blood and it looks terrible. Okay, story, right?
Yep, story.
Story is fine. You know what? This is a very... Now that I'm rewatching it, you know, you mentioned at the top, you said something very that I agree with. When you don't rewatch a movie for a long time, and then you do, you start to think about why you didn't rewatch it. And the conclusion that I came to with The Expendables is I don't think it's like a bad film, but I think it's a really generic film, like as a whole. The storyline is very, this is like action movie 101 storyline. Hmm. You know what I mean? There's government agencies involved. There's corrupt government agencies. There's drugs. And then there's this group of elite fighters who need to go in there and stop it. You know what I mean? Like, that is a pretty basic storyline. And there's nothing wrong with the basic storyline. You know, we reviewed John Wick. That has a basic storyline, but the execution of it is such that it's way more interesting.
Yeah,
I wasn't particularly interested in anything here. You know what I mean? Like, things happened. It was fine. I like the actors. So you kind of go along with it because you like seeing the actors. I gave it a 3. I don't think anything in this is like aggressively bad. I just think everything's like at best. Well, the action was the best part, but everything else at best is like pretty good. Pretty good. So I gave it a 3.
Yeah, look, I kind of agree with you. I gave it a 3 also in storyline. Because you're right. It's so generic. This is like action movie 101, like you said.
Yeah.
There is nothing new that you go, wow. Like, John Wick was straight. And we keep going back to John Wick because that is one of the most simplest plot line to an awesome franchise. They kill his dog and it was over.
He gets revenge.
He gets revenge. That's it. Like, that is the craziest thing. But in terms of this movie, I'm going to be really honest. On the halfway mark, I didn't care. I just lost interest. I said, whatever, let's just get some action going. It was a very You know what it reminded me of? And I remember watching it and now thinking about it now. Reminded me of Rambo 3. Tell me it does not.
I could see that.
Right?
And that's a Stallone movie. So it's a Stallone movie. Drawing back from something he's done before.
Yeah, think about it, right? Like, the action was good in Rambo 3. But the storyline is lackluster. You're like, oh, this crap. Yeah. And you never went back to it. And that's the reason I think I never went back to Expendables. The action was good, but the storyline never drew to me. So that's it. I gave it a 3. You gave it a 3. Let's get to the overall.
Well, I think you know what I might have given this for an overall. I gave it a 3. I think it's a fine movie. You know, will I reach for this often? No. But can I get through this movie without an issue in the world? Yes. It's watchable. I would say, especially if you love these action stars that are in this movie, like if you love Stallone, if you love Statham, if you love, you know, Eric Roberts for some reason, you know, you can go back to this and it's enjoyable enough. That would be the tagline for this movie. Enjoyable enough. The Expendables. It's fine. It's a 3 for me. Very average, middle of the road action movie full of a great action stars. Like you said, you know, Stallone, Dolph Lundgren, Schwarzenegger got a scene in this. Bruce Willis got a scene in this. Stone Cold Steve. I wouldn't say Stone Cold Steve Austin is an action star, but he's a star of a personality, you know, one of those popular wrestlers of all time, maybe the most, you know, right after Hulk Hogan, it's Stone Cold Steve Austin. So very famous people, Terry Crews, awesome. Jet Li. It's a good cast. It's fine. 3.
You know, I agree with everything you said. This movie, now I realize why I never went back to it. And now I understand when we put it back on, I was like, first of all, I didn't even know they had an extended cut. I do own the director's extended cut, but I just didn't put it back on. I purchased it and I never put it on because I seen the first one. And I guess there's a reason why, because of the story. The story for me was never intriguing. And I hate camera angles that are up your nose. And now rewatching it, I'm like, ugh, it's just one of those things. But I gave it a 3 like you. I did love the scene with him, what's his name, Bruce Willis and Arnold, because at the time Arnold was the governor, so he couldn't do filming, and you see it there. Awesome. The first time I think ever you got the trilogy of action heroes in one movie, if you really think about it. That was like the pedestal right there. I loved it. I thought the scene was awesome. I thought it fit well. I wasn't into the corny jokes without, you know, some of the same jokes he used in Demolition Man. He wants to be president or whatever it was. Last Action Hero, was it? Or anyway.
No, it was Demolition Man.
Yeah, Demolition Man.
Is that he became the president.
Yeah. So for me, it was just something. Was this a way to kick off a franchise? Maybe. You know, like it made the money. We saw the money. It made $274 million. Not as high with all these big stars, but you know what? It was. Maybe is it going towards a direction? Maybe we'll find out next week for part 2. But look, you know, I gave it a 3.
Yeah. This movie was made simply for nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they set out like, hey, we have a great idea for a movie. Let's make it and get all these people. I think Stallone was like, hey, what if we get all these people together in one movie? And then the studio was like, hey, that's a great idea. And then they wrote it. I think they did reverse movie making, if that makes sense. Instead of writing it and casting it, I think they had the idea of the cast. Yeah. And then made the movie around that. And you could tell because it's like very basic. It's very generic. Nothing about it stands out. It's just here to see all your old favorites.
Do you think they could do a female version of The Expendables? Because I remember Stallone was talking about it, or someone brought it out. All the, you know, all the actresses that we grew up with, like Linda Hamilton, Sigourney Weaver, you know, Sandra Bullock.
I love Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like Charlize Theron, all in the same movie as Expendables. Doing missions
Angelina
together.
Angelina Jolie. Yeah, I'm trying to think of like all the women who played in action movies because it would take a certain type of actress. I think they could do it. I mean, I don't see why not. Now, I won't say if it would be good or bad because who knows? It might be great. It might be trash.
Yeah.
But as an idea, I don't think it's a bad concept. I like all those. Everyone you just named, I like to watch in movies. Yeah. I love Sigourney Weaver. She's amazing. Would I like to see her as like maybe the leader type? You know, of the group or something, like the CIA contact. Absolutely. Sigourney Weaver. Give me that. Linda Hamilton. She was in Dark Fate, which we reviewed. She still looked like she could shoot a gun. Yeah, exactly. So, I think so. Why not?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Okay, so 3-3 on the overall total points.
15 out of a 25. Everything 3. Pretty average of 3 for everything, pretty much. It's fine. This movie's fine. It's adequate. But it's not bad. It's not very, very great.
Yeah, look, I gave this a 16.5. I agree. This is a popcorn flick. This is if you want to sit down and you want to chill and you want to see Stallone and your favorite 80s action stars and 90s stars all in one movie, bam, you throw on that Expendables extended cut. Because honestly, the extended cut was way better than the original. That's one thing I got to say. I enjoyed the movie way more, had longer scenes, a lot of blood, more blood smear everywhere. But other than that, there you have it, guys. That is our review. And Nate, you know what to do.
Yeah, so that is the Expendables, of course. Next week, we will be reviewing The Expendables 2, which I think we said, I don't know if it was off air on there. I don't remember what happened in that movie either. So I remember liking it. I don't know what happens. We're going to find out. And then later this week, our second episode, you will be hearing, we'll be starting our Patreon patron picks. These are movies that our patrons told us they wanted us to review. The first one, our patron Jay, shout out to Jay. He chose The Raid Redemption. So we will be reviewing that next episode. You're going to hear that. So keep an ear out for that.
Yeah. So if you want to follow us on our social media platforms, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews, anything Action Movie Guys podcast. All you got to do is head over to Instagram at Action Movie Guys podcast. And of course, if you want to take us on the go, please search for Action Movie Guys on any of the platforms, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and of course, Spotify or any other, you know, place you guys listen to your podcast. And of course, if you guys are watching this on YouTube, please hit those subscribe buttons if you want to support the channel. And of course, hit the like button if you enjoy this video. Notification bell so every time new videos drop, you guys will be notified. Till then, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out. There you go.